Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And again, we got to change that opening stat because it's no longer what would Jason do. It's what would the everyman who is everywhere do.
Okay.
You know.
How about
you,
that headline?
You knew that because you knew that this show, even though Chad's not here, we weren't just going to let you come on in and not mention it, not give you a little grief over the what is a very nice article, by the way.
And you look very nice.
You look tremendous. You look tremendous in that. that you're gazing off into the distance, hands clasped together, wondering what the next meal might bring you, wondering what the next story might be.
If nothing else points out the skill of a talented photographer, that photo shoot does. I will say, like, I'm not going to do, like, false modesty bit and say, I don't like having a wonderful profile about me. It was so nice. It was super nice. I will say, as a reporter, and I'm sure you can relate, Adam, it is extremely nerve-wracking when you turn over your story to someone else.
Yes. And
I tell other people's stories. It's nerve-wracking. Because I know that when people take part in a story with me, they're nervous about, you know, how's this going to turn out? How am I going to look? What are you going to focus on? And so I didn't know who all she was going to talk to, all of that kind of stuff. So it was nerve-wracking, but people were so nice, just so nice about it. So it was quite nice.
I think about that all the time because even in a circumstance where, okay, the last year Minneapolis was the center of attention for, unfortunately, many, many news stories. And when that happens, a lot of times other radio stations across the country will want to talk to reporters from this market. So we end up being on the other end of an interview, and I'm answering interview questions. Even though I'm not the subject, you're wondering, are you conveying the story accurately? Yeah, now you're in a situation, are you conveying yourself accurately?
My own story, right.
Where you say something, you give them a quote, and when you see it in print or online, is that really what I meant to say? Did it come across how I wanted to say it?
I'm Rachel Hutton. So just to back up for people who maybe didn't see this, the Star Tribune magazine did a beautiful profile of me. It showed up, if you're a subscriber, the magazine showed up in your paper on Sunday, and I think they sell it online, and I recommend buying multiple copies. But it sort of was centered around, like, you know, with my crazy schedule, how do I do all this stuff? And then, but it talked a little bit about how I kind of take a different approach than the typical news anchor. And so, you know, maybe a little more irreverent, sometimes a little more, you know, I push the boundaries a little bit, you know, in social media and all of that sort of stuff. So it was very nice.
It's relatable to what we do, I think. Well, yes, I am a news person, news anchor, editor in the afternoon. There's also a part of radio that is entertainment. That's why I got into the radio, because it's entertainment as well as informative.
The reporter Rachel and I spent quite a bit of time together, and one of the things that we talked about, I talked about being on the radio every week and how this in many ways has been a bit of a laboratory for me to find out, okay, like, I can express an opinion on this topic without jeopardizing my credibility on other topics, or I can, you know, you can push the boundary a little bit on this, or don't go, if you go too far on this one, you're going to hear about it. And so it's been a great kind of experimental, and I've tried to use like different mediums as a way to experiment a bit. And, I explained a little to Rachel because she was asking me about some of the things I say on our digital newscast that goes at 7:34 every morning. And I said, I'm like, well, I wouldn't say that in the regular morning show.
Right.
Which makes me self-examine and say, like, well, why not? Why wouldn't I say that in the regular morning show? And so it's interesting to think about kind of what is the future of this? How is it all going to work? All of that stuff.
Speaking of the future, I wanted to bring up this passage from the article with you because I'm wondering about I'm thinking about a young Jason DeRussia and a young Adam Carter back in the early 80s. And the passage is this. You talk about the Mr. Microphone. You were practically born with a mic in your mouth. Mr. Microphone was your toy. You broadcast your voice to your own radio channel. Growing up in suburban Chicago, DeRussia burned through several of these, playing game show host or interviewing kids on the playground. Here's the quote. Literally, no one I grew up with is surprised that I'm doing what I'm doing. I think I could say the same thing about people, not only who I grew up with, but people in college as well. They would have no surprise that I'm doing what I'm doing. Certainly, your amount of success compared to mine is different. But that being said, I think we are both the same way. We were so impacted by what we saw on TV, by what we saw, listened to on the radio. Is that possible anymore? I mean, we grew up obviously in such a different age. Kids now who are that age, I mean, is there any kid now who says, boy, watching TV or sees a game show host or a guy on the news that is going to be impacted saying, you know what, that's what I want to do?
No.
Yep.
And it's one of the things we struggle with, I think, the generation today that comes into WCCO, in some ways they are much better armed to tell stories. They know how to shoot stories. They know how to edit. They know how to, using social media for them is as, perhaps as comfortable and native as it is for me. I'm a little unusual for my generation, enjoying that digital space. But they bring all those things to the table. What they don't bring is a sense of rhythm and timing and that idea of how to have the kind of, surprise elements in a broadcast.
Yes.
Which when I listed my inspirations, for a hardcore journalist, my inspirations are a little goofy, right? Where you're like, Peter Jennings, sure, like makes sense, right? But also David Letterman.
Yep.
I think those are probably the biggest inspirations on my career, but also like growing up listening to talk radio in Chicago, watching the local news. There was a local news anchor I grew up watching who was an attorney, a licensed attorney, and a longtime regular viewer of him, Joel Daly, would know he also was a yodeler. And Joel Daly did the 4 o'clock news in Chicago. And I'm like, my gosh, like this is right up my alley. This guy is brilliant, super smart, licensed attorney, and a goofball. And you're like, and the viewers can accept all of them. And I think a lot of times managers want to put you in a box, like, oh, you're the funny guy, or you're the serious guy. And I give the people at CCO TV credit for letting me be silly when it's appropriate. And, then you can go anchor the whole trial of Derek Chauvin.
Yep.
So they let me do all of that different stuff, which is pretty cool.
I feel the same.
And the viewers accept it.
Yep.
The viewers are way smarter than we are in the business,
And we give them, they're a lot smarter than we give them credit for oftentimes.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. Can you hang on through a break here?
Sure.
You tweeted this earlier, this story about how, this idea that we need to be in offices and bounce creative ideas off each other might be kind of balderdash, and I want to get into that with you after the break. Jason DeRussia, News Talk 830 WCCO. What would Jason do? We're coming back after this. 1252 WCCO, Jason DeRussia rejoining the program. You have an RV I could borrow, or do you know someone who could maybe loan me one?
I think you're looking at just the right time.
A week out for the 4th of July. I think there's a week. We should have plenty of opportunities.
What about a last-minute cancellation? It's a good idea.
Put me on the list.
Yeah.
So you tweeted this New York Times article about innovation and the pandemic and people, the need to come back together, and that it drives innovation, it drives creativity. We can bounce ideas off each other. And there's some evidence that that's not true, maybe even evidence that it might even hurt innovation.
Yeah, there's sort of, I definitely am one of these people who believes like there's huge value in being together. Like, yeah. I love being in my workplace. Journalism is kind of a collaborative business. But researchers who've looked into this, and journalism may be different, right? Daily journalism anyway, where you do have a bunch of people working together on a project. Most workplaces, this idea, there's this kind of, this like romantic vision is, when people are walking down the hall, you bump into a coworker and you strike up a conversation and you say, hey, have you ever thought of putting music on a digital device that you store in your pocket? And alas, the iPod was invented.
That's a great idea, Ted.
And the truth is, this doesn't really happen. Like, there may be anecdotes of various little things that have happened, but in general, according to the researchers anyway, that it's way overstated. And in fact, for plenty of people who are in the out crowd, and all of us have experienced that at one workplace or another, if you're not in the cool kids club, mm-hmm. you're never at the right location to have those happenstance encounters anyway.
Yep.
I just thought it was very interesting, this idea of saying, look, maybe the way we're planning the workplace and planning how we decide who gets promoted, maybe the pandemic has given HR people who are forward thinking, managers who are forward thinking, a chance to say, like, how can we redesign those in-person connection points to really make a difference?
Well, there's also, it points out too, I mean, it's one thing to have a creative environment, but when you're saying, okay, our creative environment is 9:30 to 4:30, and you better get in this room and make something happen. You know, that's not how it should work. I mean,
and some creative people work best alone.
Right.
And some people, people just think and learn differently. And I do think there is something to workplace culture and feeling aligned and being together and having social opportunities, because part of the fun of work is the social aspect of it, right? And I don't think that should be ignored, but I do think we overestimate this idea that like magic happens professionally when you're kind of even planned encounters, I think you can question, but certainly the random encounters, I think, are way overstated.
It is very, it's somewhat the same subject, but I found here that like, okay, I'm in the big studio now, but for a long time, either during Chad's show, when I hosted, I'd go into just one of these small production studios. And to me, there's something for me, just being in a small room by myself and being on the radio, it's a different creative animal in my head. And I think I find myself much more comfortable. Creative. It's very unusual.
You're not distracted maybe by other people. You're not worried about what their reaction is going to be.
Yes. I don't have Dan looking at me rolling his eyes over and over again.
Tapping my watch. We've got to go.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, one thing, you're going out to eat this weekend. Where am I going? What's a new spot I should try?
In the Minnesota Monthly Magazine, out right now on newsstands. Thanks for the opportunity.
Sure. You bet.
To plug it. My big review is about Stepchild, a restaurant right across from Certix in Northeast Minneapolis. I recommend it highly. It's very, very good. I tried Side Chick, the new chicken place from Justin Sutherland. That's at Lynn Lake in Minneapolis. Very good. Great fried chicken sandwiches. Fun stuff there.
Name okay on that one?
What's that?
The name okay on that one? Side Chick?
I think it was, look, who, if it's not okay with you, don't go.
We're in the middle of a chicken sandwich craze right now.
Oh, my gosh. It's easy. Everybody loves fried chicken, yep. Right? So why not? Is the name good? Would I have named it that? No, it's a little edgy. But I think there's also a place called Wet Tacos that's running on the east side. Is that all right? I don't know. Like, don't go if you don't like it.
If
it's
you're
okay
that offended.
We don't
right.
like, isn't right. it?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't like you. Now get out of here. Mr. Everyman Everywhere. No, we appreciate
right.
it.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Have a great day, sir.
Bye-bye.
Jason DeRussia, the everyman who is everywhere. We appreciate his thoughts. What would Jason do every Wednesday? CBS News coming up. Laura's update on WCCO. Adam in for Chad. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.